Chapter 1. Sinop, the Inexhaustible Stagnation. The vast Gokashe Sandsea on the eastern frontier. There, in that expansive, unmapped region, sat a labyrinth half-sunken into the sands. It was a vault of knowledge from the beyond, known as a library. And, if there ever came a visitor capable of transporting a large number of the tomes and actually reading them, they would say that the knowledge contained within was worth as much as an entire country. One such person accomplished this feat, a merchant woman. And by using the knowledge she gained from the 7 volumes she managed to return with, she was able to rise through the societal ranks and become Central Kingdom nobility. The sand labyrinth itself had books scattered all over the place, as it was little more than a hollow ruin lined with bookshelves. It wasn't the sort of labyrinth laced with traps and dead ends to discombobulate intruders. Nevertheless, its impregnability and difficulty to traverse earned it the title a labyrinth all the same. In the Gokashe Sandsea, there existed those who made it their duty to impede and interfere with any and all exploration of the sand labyrinth's depths. Thus, an armed merchant caravan, 208 strong, was seeking this perilous knowledge. It was the first large-scale organized expedition in 7 small months, and the host of bodyguards with it presumed they would be engaging with the obstructors to their plans. There were 2 people spying on this massive column from a clifftop. Although they wore clothes much like menia wore, their bodies were coated in thick, coarse fur, while their heads were shaped like those of wolves. They were lycans.
About 18, I'd say. I'll bet they can put up a fight, too. Must be the first big haul in a while.
The farsight spyglass that the stout, gray-furred lycan, Hing of the Shallow Step, looked through was an item that belonged to notable adventurers and caravans of the past. An item they had plundered. The people obstructing any exploration of the sand labyrinth were a pack of brawny and unrivaled lycans, the Zaif tribe. Every one of them sought martial prowess, having no interest in the sand labyrinth's collection of books. If anything, they considered the literary treasures to be no better than worthless garbage. However, that was not the case for the menia and the dwarves who would be periodically drawn to the sand labyrinth, and in particular, the commodities they bring into the barren desert to support their exploration. This was exactly why the Zaif tribe had established a base camp in the middle of the desert. Behind Hing as he looked out that caravan was another lycan of fairly large build, with white and brown fur. He looked to be much younger than Hing.
"Brother, just look at them all. The back of the line. I can't even see it. It goes all the way to the crags."
"Steady, Canute. Don't be fooled by visual numbers. There are only 18 of them that pose any real threat. The day has come for Hing of the Shallow Step to put his training to the test. I'll kill all 18 of them myself."
18 people?"
Canute's eyes bulged as he repeated the words of his respected elder brother.
All by yourself?"
Trembling excessively, Canute forgot to pull his tongue back into his mouth again.
You think I can't?"
"But, brother, I will bear witness to your feats."
Hing solemnly took up his specialized weapon in hand, a polearm with a curved blade affixed at both ends of the shaft. From inspecting the enemy to forming the optimal strategy, he handled everything himself. The Zaif tribe's training began before combat even started. Hing's deep-throated bestial roar echoed. As he did, he picked up speed. Then, Hing's attack lasted about as long as it simply took for him to reach the back of the caravan. Slipping through the tight opening directly underneath the carriages, interwoven with beguiling mirages from his martial movements and dodging the hail of arrows, he gave most of the guards a moment to defend themselves before cutting them in two and ending their lives. However, this was not so for the final 2 he fought. A leprechaun, wielding a strange mechanical scimitar. Rook, the shredding tri-needle. A menia, in possession of an otherworldly knife-throwing ability.